Joe, before you're cleared, do you have a love for God?
Check.
Time for God?
Check.
Is your Bible open?
Check.
Do you have no distractions?
Check.
Well, Joe, we are cleared for takeoff.
Heaven, come, let this be my story. Heaven, come, there will soon I'll be gone. Heaven, come, to my mansion in glory. When you hear the trumpet sound, I'm heaven bound.
Cleared for Takeoff is a preparatory program for your faith journey. And now, here is your host, Deacon Joe Montone.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Holy Spirit Radio and our program, Clear for Takeoff. It's a great day, my friends, as we prepare for the upcoming holiday season and Thanksgiving in particular. We want to give praise and thanks to our Lord Jesus Christ. And this weekend coming up, we celebrate the solemnity of our Lord Jesus Christ, the King of the universe. And as we prepare for the 34th Sunday in Ordinary Time, we reflect on the fact that this is Clear for Takeoff, and we're going to run our checklist as we begin the readings for this upcoming weekend. So number one, do you have quality time set aside for God? Check. Is your heart open, my friends, and ready to receive the Word of God? Check. Is your Bible open? Check. And are you free of distractions? Check. And if you answered yes, once again, we are clear for takeoff and clear to enter into the Word of God. Our first reading this morning is from the book of Daniel, chapter 7, verses 13 to 14. And here it is. As the visions during the night continued, I saw one like a son of man coming on the clouds of heaven. When he reached the ancient one and was presented before him, the one like a son of man received dominion, glory, and kingship. All peoples, nations, and languages serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion that shall not be taken away. His kingship shall not be destroyed. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And in the book of Daniel, my friends, we are told through the prophet that I saw the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven. The one like a son of man received dominion, glory, and kingship. All peoples, nations, and languages will serve him. And this is important, my friends, because yes, this is our future where the world will serve Jesus. So we should have faith in the word of God through the prophet Daniel. This is powerful. It's encouraging. It's inspiring to know that we're going to go from a environment where God's word is ignored, is put up on the shelf. It is removed. And there are so many examples of that today, but in the word through the prophet Daniel, we are told that all people throughout the world, all countries throughout the world, and all languages will serve the Lord Jesus Christ. So people of all nations speaking multiple languages will serve him. And this is something to keep in the back of our mind, that we are given to give us hope and vision into the future as we prepare for the final days, the tough days that are ahead of us. And God's word does exactly that. It prepares us for a better time when we can imagine seeing all people throughout the world, throughout the United States, serving the Lord. All people, all nations, in all languages. Something that we know today is not being done. So we have work to do. And while we have work to do, we have to do our very best to give 100% to serve the Lord. And the others must come along, and they will, because the prophet Daniel confirms it in our first reading. It's very powerful. And it goes on to say that his dominion is everlasting. His kingship shall not be destroyed. All enemies will serve the Lord, my friends. All who oppose Jesus will serve the Lord. Imagine. All who hate God will serve Jesus. And all people from countries around the world will serve the Lord. We look forward to this day. And this is a blessing to have that knowledge and insight through the Word of God. Let's go to our second reading from the book of Revelations, chapter 1, verses 5 through 8. And here it is. Jesus Christ is the faithful witness, the firstborn of the dead and the ruler of the kings of the earth. To him who loves us and has freed us from our sins by his blood, who has made us into a kingdom, priests for his God and Father, to him be glory and power forever and ever. Amen. Behold, he is coming amid the clouds, and every eye will see him, even those who pierced him. All the peoples of the earth will lament him. Yes, amen. I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, the one who is, and who was, and who is to come, the Almighty, the Word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And in the book of Revelations, my friends, today, once again, we're given a blessing to gain insight into the final days, the times that they describe in the Word of God, where Jesus Christ is the faithful witness. And what kind of witness are you and I today, my friends? Are we believable? Are we knowledgeable? Are we the same in word and action? I want you to give it some thought, because God calls us to be a faithful witness. And to be a faithful witness, we have to have faith in Christ, and a firm faith, a strong faith, a believable faith. And we need knowledge and insight to the Word of God so we can understand the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, so we can understand the Father of all mankind and what's important to him, and share that faith as a faithful witness, and to share it often, and to not be reluctant to do so, but to understand that there are people out there we know who are desolate, people who are desperate, people who are empty, who have a great void. And my friends, where there's a void, if we can fill it, it's a beautiful thing. Where there's a problem, if we can solve it, once again, we are blessed. And where there's a need, if we can satisfy it by bringing the love of God into the hearts and minds of other people, this is important. So again, we want to be faithful witnesses. And the Word says that Jesus Christ is the ruler of the kings of the earth. To him who loves us and has freed us from our sins. What sin has the Lord freed you from, my friends? Think about it. objectively, what sin was prominent in your life and now is gone? The Lord took it away. What sin, my friends? Was it adultery? Was it stealing? Was it slander? What sin has the Lord freed you of? How has your life changed because of it? Think about it. What goes around comes around. We treat others as we would like to be treated. What sin have you and I committed that the Lord has taken away? By His blood, we have been freed of that sin. And the Lord sacrificed His life for us. We have a debt, my friends, that we cannot repay. It's impossible. And because of that, we want to have an attitude of gratitude, a thankful attitude towards God. We want to give thanks to our Lord Jesus Christ and His Father in all things. The Word calls us to do it. Not just on Sundays, but every day, multiple times, to be one with God, but to have a thankful attitude where we acknowledge the blessings we've received, the assistance we've received in all kinds of ways. And so God calls us to be thankful. And as we prepare for the upcoming Thanksgiving holiday this week coming up, we want to pray right now through the intercession of our Blessed Mother Mary that our Father in Heaven will enlighten the Holy Spirit within us and give us the guidance and direction. Give us the words that we need to pay tribute to our Lord Jesus Christ, to give thanks in all things. We pray that the Father will inspire us to be humble and gracious and thankful servants. We pray this in the holy and precious name of Jesus. Amen. And as we prepare for the Thanksgiving holiday, my friends, what are you thankful for? What has God blessed you with? Has it been a marriage for 50 or 60 years? A wonderful wife, a loyal husband? What has He given you in your children? Are you blessed to have children who are respectful, who are kind, who are helpful, who are honest, sincere? What has the Lord blessed you with that you are thankful for today? Take stock. Be objective. Many times people take things for granted, but it's time that we acknowledge the Lord in all things. And once again, the Word of God tells us to proceed in that way. He calls us once again to have a thankful attitude, to acknowledge God in all things. Has He given you a great job? Has He given you peace of mind? Has He carried you through cancer? Has He gotten you through a stroke and help you to get on your feet again? Has the Lord brought you through a recovery program for substance abuse or alcoholism? Has He helped you to get through incarceration or depression, anxiety, or fears? What has the Lord brought you through that you are thankful for today? Because life is just filled with challenges. Just today, a very good friend of mine passed away, and due to COVID-19. And so, you know, Life is short. It's all temporary. And one of the things that we want to acknowledge is the good friends that God has blessed us with. The good friends who have carried us through the years, through the good times and the bad times. The good friends who have sat down at the dinner table with us and celebrate the birth of a child, a Christmas holiday, an anniversary. What is it that you are thankful for today? Let's not forget and keep our priorities straight, my friends, because God blesses those who are faithful. The blessings of obedience given to us through Moses himself. So let us be thankful for all that God has given us. We ask this prayer through the holy and precious name of Jesus once again. And the word goes on to talk about this. Behold, he is coming in the clouds, and every eye will see him. So, my friends, for those who need proof, you have it. Every eye will see the Lord in whatever way he comes, via the clouds. But everybody will see him because he will be visible to every non-believer and every believer. All people on the earth will lament him. So this is important, my friends, as we prepare for this weekend coming up. We want to acknowledge that these readings are focused on the end times, the final days, and how the Lord himself is going to appear to everyone on the earth. Every eye will see him, and every nation will serve him, my friends. All people of all languages will serve the Lord. So we will see him, and we will serve him. That's where we are going, and it's powerful. And the Lord says this, I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord, the one who is, and who was, and who is to come. What does this mean to you? Does it touch you in the heart? Does it touch your mind? The Lord says he is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. That's it. He is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through the Lord Jesus Christ. And very often in the readings, the Lord tells us this because he wants us to go home to our Father in heaven. The closer we get to our Lord, the better we become. The more opportunity we have to get to heaven, to be with him and our Heavenly Father. And it's powerful. And the Lord calls us once again to humility as servants. As the reading talks about, we will serve him in all nations. But we want to be thankful for all that God has given us. Again, we want to acknowledge it. And the word does offer proof. As he says, every eye will see him. So for those who need proof, who have doubt, and need more, the Lord will bring it. He will give it. And whatever it takes to help us to get home to the Father, the Lord will provide. Let's go to our gospel reading now from the Gospel of John, chapter 18, verses 33 to 37. And here it is. Pilate said to Jesus, are you the king of the Jews? Jesus answered, Do you say this on your own, or have others told you about me?" Pilate answered, "I am not a Jew, am I? Your own nation and the chief priests handed you over to me. What have you done?" Jesus answered, "My kingdom does not belong to this world. If my kingdom did belong to this world, my attendants would be fighting to keep me from being handed over to the Jews. But as it is, my kingdom is not here." So Pilate said to him, "Then you are a king." Jesus answered, "You say I am a king. For this I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. And in the Gospel of John today, my friends, Jesus said, "For this I came into the world, to testify to the truth." What is the truth to you, my friends? What is the truth that the Lord is referring to? To testify to the truth. And the Word of God is the truth. The Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ is the truth. The Word from our Father in heaven, coming through our Lord Jesus Christ, coming through the prophets, through the centuries, is the truth. Whatever we embrace and live out through the Word of God is putting the truth into action. And our Blessed Mother Mary calls us to live out the scriptures, to read a few scriptures every day and to live them out. To do your best to be a doer of the Word of God, as it says in the book of James, which is so powerful. And there are many, my friends, who don't believe in the truth of Jesus Christ. There are many who fight it off, who ignore it. And it's obvious that not everyone belongs to the truth, because there are many who didn't listen to the voice of Jesus. And the Lord says, "Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice." Are you and I listening to the voice of Jesus? Or do we ignore it? Are we distracted? Do we have a closed heart, a hardened heart due to bitterness from past wounds? What can we do to change the picture right now, today, as we prepare for Thanksgiving and for the upcoming holiday season? Because the Lord tells us this once again, everyone who belongs to the truth. So if you're aligned with the truth of God, the Word of God, those people will be listening to Jesus. They listen to his voice, which is so critical. If we want to be one with God, we want to be aligned with him. We don't want to be misaligned. It's like an automobile traveling on the road. The car keeps pulling to the right or to the left. It needs a realignment. And I want you to think about that, my friends. Do you need realignment? Do I need it? What can we do to get one with God, to be one with God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit? Are we open to it, or do we deny our calling? do we ignore the word that comes to us through the Holy Spirit? Or are we listening to the voice of God? Think about it, my friends. The Lord says in the book of Psalms, to be still and know that I am God. He calls us to not make a move, but to be still like a child. And we're all His children of all ages. He calls us to listen to the voice of Jesus. As He said on the mountain in the Transfiguration, this is my beloved Son. Listen to Him. This is so important. God has given us two ears and one mouth, and we need to listen more. But sometimes things get in the way. Ego, pride, territorialism, jealousy, envy, selfishness, bitterness, hatred, lust, cynicism, anger, greed, pride, prejudice, and the superego for both men and for women. God calls us to listen and to listen well. Be attentive. He's given us the basic instructions before leaving earth. Through the Bible, we have the Word of God for centuries. And God calls us to read it and to listen and to align ourselves perfectly. He says, strive to be perfect as your Heavenly Father is perfect. Now, we never get there, but we strive to do it. We strive to be better, better fathers, better husbands, better sons, better wives, better mothers, better daughters, better sisters and brothers, better men and women. The Lord says the steps of a good man is an order from the Lord. It's not something we can choose not to do. So if you need to make changes in how you go about your life, why not start today? And we start off with humility and quality time with our Lord Jesus Christ in prayer. My friends, that's our show for today. My name is Joe Montone, your host. I want to thank you for tuning in with us here at Holy Spirit Radio and our program, Clear for Takeoff. Have a great Thanksgiving and God bless you. We'll see you next time here at Holy Spirit Radio and Clear for Takeoff. God bless.
You have been listening to Cleared for Takeoff with your host, Deacon Joe Montone, a weekly preparatory program for your faith journey.